Today's daf is daf
Nun Vav in Perek HaZahav, fourth Perek of Vav Metziah, and we're holding on daf Nun He Amud Beis. We had a Mishnah that happened to mention in the context of the Chumashim. We talked about the relationship of the extra Chumash that occurs in five different situations. So one of them, Agav, just mentioned when we were talking about Bimosif Chumash and Achilat Truma, that it's also, for sure, it's also true if someone eats Trumat Maser Shel Demai. And this got into a whole discussion, because Rabbi Elazar was disturbed by the fact that we should be Machmir, Ad Kedei Kach, on something that has no real value in terms of morality. It's a Gzerata Katuv that applies to someone who eats Truma, that's the Oraita. Why in the world, even if the Rabbanan wanted you to take off Demai and not be Semech on a Rove, why in the world would they actually be Mechayev Chomesh? If the owner now, somebody ate Trumas Maisa Shel Demai B'Shokek. And we explained that, Shmuel explained, it's important to remember actually that it's Shmuel explained, as we'll see later. Shmuel explained that we're going a little bit Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Shita is, as we see from the story of Mamzerin, that come from a violation of what appears to be a rather unimportant Rabbonin of needing to say B'Fanay Nechtam, B'Fanay Nechtam. That the result is, if the Shmuel doesn't say it properly, then the children are Mamzerim, and the woman has to be Yotze from her second husband, despite the fact that it was certainly a kosher get midiraita. Rabbanan said, just give it to her again and do it right. I mean, just make a big fuss of it. And we saw from there, said Shmuel, that Rabbi Meir Shita is, that when the Rabbanan create the halacha, it actually now is superimposed over the diraita, in which case, if this thing now is Trumat Maaser, even though it's only Shel Demai, it takes on all of the chumras of the diraita. So this is where we got up to, and we are at Motiv Rav Sheshet, which is about a quarter of the way up of the daf. Motiv Rav Sheshet. After explaining that Yotziv Avlad Mamzer, which was the sheet of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Sheshet asks a question to show that it is not really so, that Rabbi Meir is the one who is machmer and tells us to view even the Rabbanan with all of the chumras of a diorite. From the following, Nechalalinoto kesev al kesev, nechoshet al nechoshet, kesev al nechoshet, nechoshet al haperot, v'yachzor v'yivte et haperot, divrei Rabbi Meir. So, the case over here is, we have Maaser Sheni of Demai. It's okay, says Rabbi Meir, to do all kinds of pidyonot, even l'chatchila, and to take one silver coin for another silver coin, and same for nechoshet coin, and then at the end you should be poda it now onto Perot, so you bring up the kesev into Yerushalayim, and that's it. V'chachamim omrim, v'chachamim argue, and they say, yalu Perot v'yochlu Yerushalayim. You don't need to be mechalal it again onto some last thing. If you had the choshet ala Perot, then you can actually bring those Perot up with you. So here, the way Rashi is learning, Rabbi Meir actually is going Mechumra, because the way Rashi is learning, he is saying that you need to be poda it back onto money, bring the money up to Yerushalayim, buy Perot with the money, because as we saw earlier, Perot have a tendency to rot, and we don't let you take the Perot up. Whereas the Rabbanan say, it doesn't matter so much. The Tosfos learns it in exactly the opposite way. According to Tosfos, the Kasha is right now. Because in other words, here we see Rabbi Meir is the one who's Mekel Lagabi Pidyon. So that according to Rabbi Meir, you can go ahead and be poda the Perot. And according to Chachomi, you can't. If you've already been paid something onto it, you can't now be poda those Perot onto something else. So apparently Rabbi Meir is more Mekel, that's how Tosfos learns the Kasha. According to Rashi, the Kasha is yet to appear. So let's continue. The problem is, and this is part of the Kasha, according to Rashi, but this whole thing isn't even true, because atnan sela shel maaser sheni v'shel chulin shenit arvu. Let's say that you have now two slaim, and these are kesef, and they got mixed up. Now you don't want to have to bring both of them and use them as maaser sheni. So what do you do? Now you think the easiest thing to do would be pick out one sela. Say, if this is the Sela of Maaser Sheni, so then I'm going to take this up to Yerushalayim. If it's not the Sela of Maaser Sheni, then the Sela of Maaser Sheni should now be redeemed on this Sela, and that way you bring up one Sela. You don't have a problem. You can't do that. What do you do? Mevi b'Sela Ma'ot, you bring Prutot for the Sela, or Ma'ot for the Sela. And you say, wherever that Sela of Maaser Sheni is, whichever one it is, should be Mechulelet Ala Ma'ot Alalu. So now you've got copper coins, not to take sela for sela, and then you can be borerate afeshrem, you take the nicer sela, and you're mechal of these prutot on that sela, and that way you haven't gone down, you have the nicest sela, and you just use the step in between to get back to the sela. Bipnesha amru, because why do we need you to go through this crazy rigmarole instead of simply taking one out and mamadavshav using it either as the original coin or as the coin on which you put that, the original coin? Bipnesha amru, mechalalinato kesev al nechoshet. Look, in a pinch, midochak, if you've got it, you're in a pinch, you can be mechalal kesev onto copper, so ma'ota copper. But loshikayemken, even that, you're not allowed to do on a permanent basis. You can use it as a transfer from a kesef coin to another transfer, to another kesef coin. Eleshechozero mechalalan ala kesef. Now, obviously, it says over here mechalalin midochak. That's only midochak. Midochak in shelo midochak lo. You cannot be mechalal this money unless you are in a pinch. And this is true about Maaser Vadai, which we're talking about over here. Now, if you're going to tell me that according to Rabbi Meir, we're making a chizuk on Maaser Demai, giving it the same din as Maaser Diuraita, huh? So then why does he say, as a matter of course, yes, just carelessly, etc. You certainly can't do that. So how do you say that Rabbi Meir gives dinim of a Diuraita on the Durabban? Rav Yosef, now wait a minute. The student of an issue is over here. But this is talking about pidyon. The fact that I gave something, I'm telling you that when it comes to achila, I'm calling something truma, I give this a din of truma, does not mean that when it comes to the din of a pidyon, where there's no sin involved, there's no chumrah of that sense involved, that I'm going to give pidyon all of the din of pidyon of my servadai. So that's not even a question. Because afa pisha mekel, Rabbi Meir bepinyo, no. Fine, he may be more mekel than the Rabbanan, but he's machmer on the achila, and after all, that was talking about achila, when we say over here. Here it was talking about you did a sin. You were over on achila b'shoge. What's the din of that achila b'shoge? You have to pay a chomesh, even where it's shodamai. Fine, what's wrong with that? Why does that have anything to do with how to be paid a maaser sheni? It's irrelevant. Titanya. Lo hitiru limkor d'mai ela lisiton bilvat. When it comes to any problem which someone may end up eating something which was not ma'aser, so over there, they say, you cannot sell. Normally a chover, who somebody's makbid to make sure that he takes care of all of his trumas and ma'aser, that he's makbid onto mine. A chover is not allowed to allow things out of his hand unless they're ma'aser. He certainly can't sell it to an ama aretz. He doesn't sell it to anybody, not ma'aser. How about a sitona'i? So a sitona'i buys from hundreds of people. Now he's a distributor, and he's delivering it to various stores. The stores understand that just because he's a religious distributor doesn't mean that he grew this stuff and took care of all of the agricultural issues. He's simply buying and selling. So in that case, they allowed a chover to go and to sell. Tosfos says, Rashi says chover. Tosfos says, maybe it's even mutter to sell to an amoritz like this. In the same way that they allowed you to give aniyim d'mai, maybe they allowed sitona'im not to be covered by the takonos of d'mai, so that even a chover wouldn't have to worry about this. Fine. But the partial way of learning it is that even though a chover assumes that what comes out of the hands of a chover is already meiser, when he's a sitona'i, he does not assume that it's already meiser. So when he takes a truckload in delivery, he understands that he's going to have to deal with the agricultural issues over here. Fine. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. But when it comes to a ba'al, that everybody, I'm sorry, agrees, but Rabbi Meir's shita is when it comes to a ba'al abayit. A ba'al abayit, even if he delivers a truckload, their people assume this is his own stuff. Now he's buying and selling and so on. So therefore, he took care of it if he's a chaver. And in order to make certain that you don't come to any kind of achila of demai, relying on this man, he, even if he is selling in kamuyot that are equivalent to the sitona'i, he also, benkach tzarich la'aser, he would still have to sell, even though it's b'mida gasa, he would still have to go ahead and take off ma'aser because we're afraid. V'chachomim omrim, it doesn't matter. Echad ha'siton, echad balabayit, if it's b'mida gasa, and he's delivering a truckload of food, mocher, sholech l'chavero v'noten lo b'batana, without taking off ma'aser, and he's eno, does not have to worry about the fact that a chaver is letting something out of his hand that is bilti mitukan. So you see, indeed, that there's two different issues. Rabbi Meir certainly is the one who's machmir, when there's any chashash of coming to eating something of iser. But when it comes to pidyon, it's not a problem. That is Rabbi Yosef's assertion. Motiv Ravina. Ravina has a problem like this. Somebody buys from a nachtom. So now he's buying from a bakery. Ma'aser menachama latzonenet umitzanenet alachama va'afil mitfusim harbe divrei Rabbi Meir. Now, this is problematic, because if Rabbi Meir worries about your coming to eat something that wasn't ma'aser, you're going to eat tevel. Here it says that you can take from any type of baked goods that the nachtom bakes. And it doesn't matter whether now it's high quality, low quality, it's stale, it's fresh. Even if it's completely different types of things, this is the whole wheat bread, this is the regular stuff, it's shaped differently. These are the small collars, these are the big collars, there are different devusim. It doesn't matter. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So I understand, b'shrei menatzonenet al hachama. I understand that there's no problem. You're telling me he's taking from stale bread on fresh bread. You're not supposed to do that in the Diorita. Fine. But if you do it, it's okay. I mean, it would be chal. And therefore, I'm certainly not going to be geyser when it comes to Dumai. Because as Rabbi Loi said, Dom Rabbi Loi, minayin torim min ha'ra'alai ha'fashu truma to truma. How do we know that if b'diavad, even though it says ba'arim chemet chelbo mimenu, which means lakrem de lakrem, chelbo, but it would be chal anyway, because it says v'lo tisku alav chet, do not carry a sin when you are about ba'arim chemet chelbo mimenu. So apparently, if you didn't do the very best, you sin. Well, if it's not even Kodesh, how did you sin? In a Kodesh, so Nisiat Chet Lama, you didn't do anything wrong. So therefore, the issue over here must be that it would be a bad thing to do and you'd be very naughty, but it would be Chal. It would be Chal, so Rabbi Meir says, when it comes to Tumai, don't worry about it. So, Mikan Latorim in Aral Ayafash, Trumato Truma. But the part about Mitfusim Harbe, I don't understand that. I mean, why don't we have to be Chayshish, Lechosh Dima'ati? Why wouldn't we have to worry that actually you're going to end up eating tevel? Because maybe this, some of it was from one supplier, some of it was from another supplier. Maybe this type was mitukan, the other one was not mitukan. So then it would be taking off something which even b'diavad would not be chal. It wouldn't be chal in the Dioraita. So how in the world could we allow this to be true? In a Darabonin here. Omer Abaye. Abaye says, look, gentlemen, you've lost it completely. What Rebbe Lozer originally asked made perfectly, you know, we've gotten so involved in a whole series of errors over here, I'm not even going to address this problem. Basically, Rebbe Lozer had a very good point. Rebbe Lozer's point was, how in the world are we being machmer to this extent on a Darabonin demand? Shmuel's answer was where we started going wrong, because that was completely wrong. Shmuel lo shapik amashan, and Shmuel never gave a good answer. Because he, Rabbi Elazar, was asking from a case which was a drabonan chikui of a thing that would be the right to be b'chai of you, mita b'dei shamayim, if you, as a czar, would eat truma. Right? So now you're eating trumat maser drabonan. How are we going to be so machmer? Comes on Shmuel and says, well, I mean, when it comes to Eishes Ish, Rabbi Meir is very mocked. What does that have to do with the question? The question was from something that did not involve something that chamur, that it would be equivalent to an eshet ish. Meshani le'shmul mitat beidin doesn't prove anything. Rabbi Lozer still is wondering, do we have an example of something which was a drabonan and was mitukan on something that wasn't a chi of mitah? Dilma shiny mitat beidin de chamira. I mean, it makes perfectly good sense to go ahead and say that there's a difference between those cases. When Rabbi Sheshes comes along, which is the sugya that we began today, Motiv Rabbi Sheshes. Rabbi Sheshes asks from the case of Chilol of Kesev on Kesev and the Kesev on the Koshes, and how are you allowed to do that? That case of Rabbi Sheshes has nothing to do with the case that we were talking about. He wasn't asking a reasonable question. Lo shaper kamosiv lo. Both of the things that we had been discussing were either mita b'dei shamayim or mita b'din. Comes along Rav Sheshes and say, gosh, what are you going to do about the fact that you are sitting and what? What are you going to be nichshalim? A lav for a diraita? What would be the problem? Of lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha. So the problem that Reb Sheshes has is basically asking for the din of chilol that he's saying, well, you weren't really strongly makbid on the chilul, and if you weren't mechalal it properly, and if you ate it even without chilul, what would be the din? So you'd be over on a lav without misa b'dei shamayim even. Certainly without mitat beit din. So everybody is talking at cross purposes. We open up a question of mitat b'dei shamayim. Shmuel answers it with the case of mitat b'dei adam. Rav Sheshes asks on it from the case of a lav, where Rabbi Meir is not machmir. And we're getting all involved now in this discussion. Nobody's making any sense. So this is all, if Rav Sheshes was right and had a reasonable question, Rav Yosef's answer was right, but heck, it wasn't even a question. Rav Yosef's answer was there's a difference between pidyon and doing a chet of akila. Fine. You've answered very well a non-existent question. It's very good. So, lamai the mode, Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef shapir komishanile. Now, the last piece that you're asking, okay, which was the thing of Ravina that's asking about walking to a bakery shop. Good heavens. I mean, that like takes the cake, you'll excuse me. Because Ravina, ademotiv minachtom, mesayei alei mipalter. We have a Mishnah that makes it very clear what the Shita is referring to over here. It says in the Mishnah, halokech min apalter, maaser min kol defus udefus, divi Rabbi Meir. Nu. Somebody who buys now from a palter is to a nachtom, what a sitonai is to a zedot, is a distributor from many bakers.
Wholesaler?
So over there, it's a wholesaler. A bakery good wholesaler. So now he is the equivalent of the sitonai. We said that the sitonai, who's buying from a lot of separate locations, it's store, I should say, it's manufacturers. So he's buying from a lot of separate manufacturers of Balabatan. And now he's selling. I mean, obviously, there Rabbi Meir does indeed say, well, you certainly can't take from one type of product on another type of product. It may have two completely different sources. So over there, there's no problem. And that indeed is a proof. If he has me a guy from Nachtom, if anything, the Mishnah makes it very clear that Rabbi Meir is Machner. What do you think? It's a contradiction? Huh? Is that what you think? Palter is a contradiction to Nachtom? No. Ma'it lach l'neimer, how do you explain it to yourself? That the palter is betrayed to Latagav Zavin. The palter, what does he do? He buys from all kinds of different people. Nachtom, Nami, the point is that Bichad Gavru Zavin is always buying from the same guy. Not bakery goods, he's not buying. His supply of tefuah, or of kemach, is coming from one place. And therefore there's no chashash, he's using one type of tefuah here, and another type of tefuah there, and therefore you have to use different tefusim. He generally has one supplier that is giving him all of their output. Fine. So then that explains the problem. If anything, it's a riot. It's not a problem. Rava Amar, Rava says, well, why does that be so cavalier in dismissing Shmuel? Shmuel Shaper Kamishanele. The point is, I mean, obviously, Abaye never gave an answer. How does he know? He's saying, gosh, would Rabbi Meir be Machmer even? I mean, the only thing that Abaye could show is the cases indeed where Rabbi Meir was Machmer on Achmila. That's these cases, okay? Now you see, Rabbi Meir is going to be very machmer achila, treated as if it's my sedir, right? Okay, but Rava says no. But Shmuel was right in bringing an example from Eshet Ish, because the truth is shein mita beolam. We're not interested in proving necessarily the chumrah of the issue that we're involved in. Because we're not taking the mitah seriously here. Obviously, the whole thing is a derabbanan. What we're saying is, it's not that because of the derabbanan, we're chayshish, you're going to come to the diorita. We're over there, would really be no idea. Well, you're going to come to an isser diorita. That isn't the point. The point is that the Torah is defining the nature of the moral centrality of this issue, not the chumrah of the onesh that will be given to you. So when the Torah defines something as being nogea, your moral death, so it doesn't make any nafkabina, achilav truma, by a zar. The point is we're involved over here in things that the Torah sees as being antithetical to life. On that, the Rabbanan are going to be machmer. Because after all, this is not the type of chumrah that is there to protect you from an ayna. Continues now, they like a Mishnah, getting back to ona'ah. Objects. So here we talked about the values of ona'ah. We took a little bit of a shortcut back around to look at, again, the dinim of ratio things. So we started talking about ratios, and then we talked about absolute values, and then we got into the ratio of the chomesh to the full value. Getting back to ona, now that we've finished about amounts, What type of things, what type of transactions do the dinim of onah apply to? So elo devarim she'ein lahem onah'ah. The following things are not included in the dinim of onah'ah, as we'll see in the Gemara, and we'll also see what that means, not included. That even if it's more than shtus, it's bechila. Are there cases where it would be a mekach ta'ut completely? There's no limits of shtut. We'll see. But the following things are not included in the dinim of onah'ah: ha'avadim, v'hashtarot, v'hakarkaot, v'hekdeshot. So there's four types of things. If you're dealing with slaves, you're dealing with instruments that are not themselves valuable, but are financial instruments to value, allow you to collect value, karka, and anything that belongs to hekdesh. If a gizbar is selling hekdesh, or is a person himself is involved in paying something to hekdesh for what he was magdesh. All of these things are not dinim of onah, and the same four types do not have tashlumei kefel, if as ganav steals them, v'lo tashlumei arba'a v'chamisha, so that something, a shor or a seh that's owned by Hegdash, is not v'chayev arba'a v'chamisha, shomer chinam ein unishba, v'noseh zachar ein omishalein. The dinim of the shomrim do not apply, and he did not have to take a shvua that he was not posheya. The Torah was only mechayev him on other things that are not including these four types, and indeed the Shomer Shachar wouldn't even pay if it was nignav. That is the machlokes was shown him whether that means it wouldn't pay us a bit of shemrim. So therefore, the specific things that are nogea shemrim, shlichus yad, and so on, level of shmirah, that's not nogea. But a pshia would be the equivalent of a mazik. So the Rambam would. Pshia is mazik. So that's like you were mazik b'yadayim. Others disagree that the din of Shia by Shmira is itself a halacha on the Shomer. And it's not active hezek. So even though you put it into that person's rishos, since the chidushim of the relationship of the Shomer to the object are not covered by the Torah's parasha of Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sofer, you don't have a din of mazik, because it will only be a groma.
It's a very fundamental mazik.
Very fundamental indeed, which we'll talk about later when we get into the dinim of the Shmira. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, and this, of course, we're familiar with Rabbi Shimon, Shita of Davar HaGorim LeMamon, has a din of Mamon, we've seen it very often, that if you've got an animal of Kodesh on which you'd be Chayiv Bachrayutan, so somebody now would indeed steal it from you, it's going to cost you replacement of that animal. So this thing now becomes a Davar HaGorim LeMamon. And therefore, it's your Mamon insofar as it's a Davar HaGorim LeMamon, according to Rabbi Shimon, across the board. And therefore, there would also be Ona'ah, because since you would have to pay yourself for it, so for all intents and purposes, to you, it's money. Only there do we say that there's no din of onah, because it's not yours. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, add to this, someone who sells a Sefer Torah, someone who sells a Behema, and someone who sells a pearl. All of these things do not have onah. We're going to see why later on. Amrulo, and they said to him, no, that's not true. There are four categories, and only four categories. We don't have this klal on anything else. Lo amru, ela et em. So let us see what the makar is. Minani mili. The Torah Rabbanu v'chitimkru memkar la'amitecha. O kano miyad amitecha. That implies that it has to be a davar hanikne miyad liyad. So that's the yotzu karkaot, because it cannot be transferred by hand. So they're not metal talim. Avadim are always considered to be the equivalent of karka halachically, because it says v'itnachalta motam livnechem achareyem, reshet achuza, they have the same din as an achuza, they have a din of karka. Yotzu shtarot, that's from a different part of the pasuk, that's from v'chitim kru mimkar. A mimkar is an object, which is the object that is being sold. A gufo machur, the object is sold. The gufo is kanui. The goof now is possessed by someone. No, but shtarot, it's not the object, it's what is represented by the object, the value of collection. There en gufan machur, the en gufan kanui. The only thing that they provide you is an instrument of proof of collections. En olamdim ela l'raya. Okay? So it's what the raya is in them, that is what they're worth. But of course, the implications are that if you would sell a pile of shtarot to a pharmacy or an incense store that was selling powder, and they would use that to make little envelopes to hold the powder in. So then, absolutely, there would be indeed, there's nothing magic about shtarot. So if you sell it to a basam, yesh lehem ona'ah. Obviously, what am I, an idiot? But I thought you meant literally the thing because it's a riot? Pshita. It's not pshita because African Rav Kahana is another issue over here. Because I know you're giggling as you sold to Basan. So you're saying, so what's it worth? Pruta per page? Inonala prutot. Aha. Kamashman yesh onala prutot. That's not true. It may be a small deal, but the fact is that there is no limit to, I mean, unless it's less than a pruta. We saw that was the question whether you take a court session. But even though it doesn't get to the shear of an iser, there still is a halacha of ono, which is something we discussed earlier. How do we know hekdeshot? Because the Torah mentions over here, al tonu ish et achiv. Now, achiv is not hek. So that's achiv alohek. Matkiv la rabba bar mamal. This literalism is intolerable. Well, what is this supposed to mean? Okne miyad amitecha. That this means literally it comes out of the guy's hands. Where do you get such an idea? Kol ha'echad echiv yado. You think yado means literally a hand? Yado mamashu? How about by the story of Sichon? So there it's talking about why it was that they had a right now to go and to take areas that were off limit to Yisrael, because it says over there Cheshbon was Ir Sichon, and Sichon had fought by Melech Moav Arishon, Vayikach et kol artso miado. I suppose it means that they magically magicked this land. So they took the whole country from out of his hands. That's brilliant. Sichon. Yeah, yeah. Oh, now, okay, there we go. Now we're in the right place. Now we're in the right place. No. This is next week's. This week's parasha. So either way, we've got that. So he kachet kolat somiyado. So. Well, you're trying to tell me that Rocky Nabi to call Arabi, yeah, they have a he was holding the whole country in his hands. Is that what you're saying? Ella, I mean, what does it mean? Let's not be literal. It means he took it from his Rishut. That's what it means. So, Rocky Nabi, Mirishut, obviously. We have no right to conclude that it's referring to something literally that is taken from a hand. Well, let's say, no, wait a minute. If you have an option, and the option, obviously in that case, we understand that the pasuk basically is making it absolutely clear that we're talking about a metaphor. And there the word yad clearly means is reshut. But how about where the context is not clearly metaphorical? How about there? I want to bring you examples that actually a pasuk that uses the word yad for reshut is using it for a reason if there is a way for us to see our way to seeing it, to reading it that way. So, for instance, where we have, let's say, the following pasuk. How about Vatanya? Im himatze timatze biyado hagneva. So, in the ela yado, we say, how do we know that it's okay if it would be in the gago, chatzero, karfefo, minayin? Talmud lomar, im himatze timatze min komakom. I'd like you to explain to me why we need two words, imatze timatze, to make certain that we don't think that yad means yado mamash. So obviously, if we're not told otherwise, and there's no way that we could be certain that the pasuk means something other than the literal use of the word yado, then we're stuck with assuming that it means yado literally. So time in the kadarach, when imatzeti matzei, alav achi, hav amina, what would I have thought? Look, I mean, obviously I can read the pasuk metaphorically, but I can also read it literally. So maybe it means literally. It comes along the extra pasukim to tell me, no, in this case, do not read it literally. So I would have said, yado means yado mamash. I'll give you another example. But two. Tanya, we have the halacha of vinatan biyada, which we discussed in Gittin. Ein li ela yada. Can you give it into her gaga? Chatzera karfifami nain. Tamad loma vinatan biyada instead of uviyada yitain. So mikomakom. The nitina itself is anywhere. Again, time in a kadarach when a vinatan. If it wouldn't have said that, I would have said, if the Torah says, put the get in her hands, it means in her hands, not in her rishos. So therefore, over here, ko yado indeed is yado mamash. The case that you're bringing about Sichon and the Melech Moav HaRishon is obviously different because it cannot mean anything. Since the lek lameimar hachi, there is no option but to read it as Rishuto. So there, of course, it's Alab Rishuto. Well, Rabbi Zera, I have a number of questions here. First of all, if you rent something, let's say you rent a car, do the same dinim apply of ona'a to rentals, or is the din of ona'a only to sales? In other words, it says, oh, machor or kanor. Is a rental a limited sale, or is a rental a completely different type of transaction in which the Torah doesn't cover it with the name of ona'a? So that's one issue I've got. So schirut, yesh lo ona'a o ein lo ona'a. Mimkar, o marachmana, which seems to be stressing. Mimkar avalo schirut, o dirma osh, moshna. Well, let's see what the question is. I mean, does it say mimkar olam? Doesn't. In mikti mimkar lo olam, it just says a transferring of balut, which could be temporary. It's a mimkar stoma ktiv. So a mimkar stoma could include a mechira for a day, which is a way of looking at schirut. So I not maybe you made for that day. It's a mechira. Bray Rava, I have another issue. Let's say we had over here the pasuk that says it has to be something that's not real estate. How about if you have chitim? And these chitim were planted in the ground, and they still haven't taken root in the ground, and a transaction was done for them. We're going to define what the transaction is. I want to know, is that real estate, or is that something else? Oh, elam ona'a. And we just look at his command to shadya, bekada danya. V'yeshvav ona'a, adima batlino agabi ara. How do we look at it? Is it part of the land, in which case there's no ona'a, or it's as if you threw them into a container? I mean, the container happens to be the hole in the earth, but it's still not part of the earth. Well, I don't get it. What's the case? I mean, the only case I can think of is where you cheated him for the amount of chitim that you planted or something like that. I mean, but then the issue is you overcharge for chitim, not that you overcharge for karka. Where would the case involve the relationship of the chitim to the karka? I mean, surely you don't mean just because I put it into a hole in the ground that now it's considered to be that the original sale of the chitim is not considered to be, oh no, that's absurd. Hechidam. So let's say, okay, he hires a guy, this guy's going to plant for him. And he claims, I planted 6 bushel of seed. Comes along, witnesses, and they say, no, he only put in 5 bushel of seed. So now the question is the relationship of the seeding of the ground. Do we look at it as the real estate, or do we look at it as the seeds? Well, that can't be the case, because it would be irrelevant. The Amar Rava, kol davar shebimidah, v'shebimishkal, v'shebibinyan, afilo pachot michdei ona'a chuzer. All of these dinim of ona'a are only on issues whose value is the question. Issues that have to do with mismeasurements, or misweighing, or miscounting, have nothing to do with ona'a. It's a simple mekach ta'ut. I bought 19 and there's 18. Yes, but that's a come off it. It's not a sixth. You didn't sell me what I bought. So that certainly would be included. You're talking about an amount. Not that there's no sale. Simply no sale. It's a mekach ta'ut by definition. And that would be true even of karka. You're saying, I measured this, it's precisely 1 acre of land. And we come back and we find out it's 10% short of the acre. 2% short of the acre. Forget it. I bought an acre. So there, this would have nothing to do with ona'a. So that can't be the case. Ela de Omar Ihu, the case would be where he says, as a gardener, Shadoi boy kiddi iboy lo. Look, I put in what was necessary. For this type of ground, this type of moisture, it has what it needs. Vigloi milta, the lo shadoba kiddi iboy lo. It turns out that actually it isn't fully planted. So do we say yesh lemono in lemono? Now we're talking about the relationship of the earth to the chitim that were planted in it. And the chitim are still there. Now, do I look at this as a problem in the chitim, or do I look at this as a problem in the real estate? So do we say it's command to show to be kara damya, the yesh lemono'a? Because, I mean, we can isolate the chitim and say you gave him the wrong value of chitim. Ultimately, no agavara. And I would further want to know, in a case like this, nishba'in alayam or nishba'in alayam. I mean, it's no gear whether you would make a shvua. Let's say in a case of a mode of a miktas. So if it's command shadi mekata damya, so then it would be nishba'in alayam. So let's say the guy says, well, I admit that I put in, you know, a little bit less, but it was supposed to be more. So dima batlino agavar ara, ba'in nishba'im alayam. Another problem is the omer matir this chitim. We're not. Well, what's the case? I mean, if they took root, it's beferish or mishnah. If they didn't take root, it's beferish. So either asher shtanina de lo asher shtanina. It's not. Imi shrishu kodim la omer. Somebody plants something. It took root before the omer was brought. The omer is now brought. Whatever grows from that is already kosher. It's not chodesh, because it was already mushrash. before Akrabat HaOmer. V'im lav, but if it hadn't yet taken root, it's usher until the next Omer. Ad sheyavo HaOmer HaBa'a. The case over here was, this stuff had grown, okay? From Chadash, before Akrabat HaOmer. I went ahead and chatzdinu. I now harvested it. And before the Omer was brought, I planted it. So Vizar, you know, Kodem LaOmer. Comes along the Omer before it's Mushrash. Now I want to know, can I eat the actual chitim if I take them out or not? So, I mean, this is not covered by that case, you see. So the Omer is Chodev Elayu. V'lo Ashrash Kodem LaOmer. Not that it's talking about Ashrash. Amal Laminkat Umecho Minayu. Why? What about there's a famine? I'm starving. So now I want to eat this stuff, right? So the point is that had I left it out of the ground, obviously the Omer would have been matarit, like everything else. The question is, do we say that by putting it in to the ground, I'm now being mavatala to the karka, even if it wasn't mushrash, and therefore the Omer won't be matarit, I'll need the next Omer. Or do I say that it still stands as if, until Ashrasha, it's basically in a container. So I could say, Kamanda Shadim Bekaladamya Visharinu Omer. Al Dilma Bat Lino Agavara, or again, Legabi this Alocha, would it be bottled to the earth? So we've got a lot of questions about how to view this interrelationship of seeds to the earth and take it. Let it stand. Most of Rib Sheshes. The Chachamim omrim, Ya'alu perot ve'yechlu b'Yerushalayim. Umi mechalalina kesev anachoshet, v'atnan, sela shabazer sheni v'shokolin shenitavu mevi b'sela ma'ot ve'omer, kol makom sheyeshna sela shabazer sheni, mechulalat al ma'ot halolo of the choshet, u'boreret ha'yafeh sheben u'mechalalo aleo. Why do I have to do all this rigmarole? Mipnei she'omru mechalalina tov kesev anachoshet, if you're in a pinch. But Loshia Kayem came even there, Elisha Choser. Umbechalalon ala kesef, vekatani miet mechalalim midochak, midochak in shalom midochak lo, and Rabbi Meir just says, no problem. Omrav Yosef, that's not an issue. Afri Shemeka, Rabbi Meir, bepidyono, he's machmir beachilato. The Tanya, lo itir limkor dbaya lalistona ibilvad, valabai, benkach u benkach tzurik laaser de Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim echad asiton v'echad ba'al habayit mocher v'sholech l'chaviro v'noten lo b'matana v'eino choshesh. Mozer Ravina. Alokeach mena nachtom ma'aser mena chama latzonenet u'mina tzonenet ala chama v'avinu mitfusim arbe, divi Rabbi Meir. So bishlama mina tzonenet ala chama ked Rabbi Eloi dem Rabbi Eloi minayin the Torah minara ala yafai minana dioraita that bidi avar trumato truma. And if it hadn't been chal, then imenu kodesh siat chet lama. Mikan the Torah min hara layafa shetrumato truma. But the part about a filu mitfusim harbe, I don't get that. Don't we have to be afraid? Dimati lefrushi min achiyuv alaptur umin aptur alachiyuv. Omer Abaye, the whole thing is off balance here. Rabbi Elozer shaper kakashile. Shmuel lo shaper kamashanile. Because the kasha leil Rabbi Elozer mitah b'dei shamayim, mishani leil Shmuel mitat beit din. I mean, dil mishani mitat beit din the chamira. Rav Sheshes also lo shaper kamosivle. The kama inu mitah comes along Rav Sheshes and asks from the dinim of pidyon, which even if the pidyon wouldn't work, it's only a lav. Dichtiv lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha. Ulamai the motive Rav Sheshes. Yeah, okay, Rabbi Yosef Shaper Kamishani Love, if you want to take the question seriously. But Ravina, I mean, good heavens, at the motiv minachtom, l'sayeh alei mipalter, d'tzana lokeach minapalter ma'aser, min kol defus utfus, divi Rabbi Meir, which is a direct opposite of what he said about kol, mitfus alatfus, b'yafil mitfusim arbe, elamait lachal meimar, and obviously a palter is different, because mitreit lata gabri zavi, so then fine. By the same token, Nachtom Nami, Michat Gavru was of it. Rava Omar, it's not true. Shmuel did have a good question. Because he did have a good answer. Because he was talking about a Shem Mita Ba'olam. Elo Devarim She'id Lehem Ona'a. Avadim Ha'ashtarot V'Karkaot V'Ha'Hekdeshot. Furthermore, Elam Tashume Kefa V'lo Tashume Arba V'Chamisha. Furthermore, Shomer Chinam wouldn't be Nishba, Nasi Sechar wouldn't be Meshalem. Rabbi Shimon says, well, it's not all kachim. It's only kachim that he's not chayavin. Because you chayav b'achrayotam, yesh lehem hona'a. And she ain't no chayav b'achrayotam that ain't lehem hona'a. Rabbi Yudah omer, afa bocher sefer Torah be'ima omar galiyut, ain't lehem hona'a. Amru lo lo amru ela et elu. Minanim ilay. The Tanur Rabbanu v'chitim krum mimkar la'amitecho k'no miyad amitecha, davar hanikne miyad v'yad. Yotzu karkaot she'inu metatalim. Yotzu avadim shukshu l'karkaot. Yotzu shtarot, because it says v'chitim krum mimkar. So that is a mimkar, something which is gufo, is machur, and gufo is kanui. Yotzu shtarot she'en gufan machur, then gufan kanui. Ve'inu omdin ala l'raya shebehen. But of course, by the same token, for use as envelopes for powder, yesh lam ona pshita. Well, it's often given with kana. The omer in ona ala prutot. Kamash ron, yesh ona ala prutot. Hegde shot, omer kro, achiv, ilo tanu ishet achiv. That doesn't include hegdesh. Machiv lo rabba bar mama kol echad echiv yado. You really take it literally? Elo meata dechiv eikachat kol artso miado. So he named the call Ara Biyode Avinakitla. Ella obviously means Rishuto. So he named Rishuto. Oh, now wait a minute, Rabbi Bar Mamo. Kolega de Chtivi Ado. It doesn't mean Yad Mamash. But Tadi Imi Matseti Matsevi Ado. In the Ella Yado. Abad Gago Katsarova Karfifomi Nine. Tamedomar Imi Matseti Matsemi Komako. So you see, Tabi de Kadrachmani Matseti Matse. Halavaki Ava Mina Kolega de Katavi Ado. Means Yadu Mamash. Furthermore, Tanya, when a Tan be Yada by Gittin, in Liala Yada, Gaga, Katsira, Karfifa, Minai, Talmud Lomar, Vinatan, Mikomako. So you see, it's time to go to Rahman of Vinatan. If not that, Avamina, it said Yad, it means Yad, literally. Truth is that Kol Yado indeed means Yadu Mamash. The reason by the story of Sichon, it doesn't mean it, is because it can't. V'shani ato, like a lamemarach, is there, it means, v'rishuto. Why, Rabbi Zera, about schirut? Yesho na'o, in lo na'a. Mimkar, omer achmona, v'lo schirut, odem alo shlom, alo yabai. Well, mimkar, why isn't mimkar schirut? Mikdi mimkar lo olam, mimkar stamaktiv. I know, maybe you may, is a mimkar. Boy, Rava, chitim v'zaran bekar kamal. Yesho na'o, in lo na'a. Do we say it's command to shadim bekar adam yavi yesho na'o na'a? Or do we say it's that bottle agabi ara? Well, I mean, Ilam Adomer, Iyu Shadoi Bashita, comes along Sahadi Vamra Lo Shadoi Alachamisha. I mean, that's not a question of Ona'a. That's just a straight out fraud. Vamra Rava Kaldova Shabemida Shabemishka Shabeminian, Afilipachod Mechde Ona'a Choser. El Diomar Iyu Shadoi Bekiri Boila, Viglaniot Lo Shadoi Bekiri Boila. So we're talking about a judgment question, not straight-out fraud. So there, my question is, yesh lemona'a, ein lemona'a. Do we say, k'man t'shari b'kad adam, yesh lemona'a? Or do we want to lino agav, ar'a? Nishba'in alayim, or nishba'in alayim, in a mode of a mix-up? Do we say, k'man t'shari b'kad adam, nishba'in alayim? Or do we want to lino agav, ar'a, and we're not nishba'in akaka'ot? Ve'in nishba'in alayim. Omer matiran. Or in omer matiran. Echidami. Ida Ashur Stanina, the low Ashur Stanina. The Tan Imish Rishu called him La Omer. Omer Matiram, Mim Lava Surimache of Omer Abba'a. The case over here is that they had already been Chatzdino before the Omer, but they were also Zarino again called him La Omer. Ata La Omer V'cholifa Layu, V'lo Ashur called him La Omer. So my question is, can I take him out of the ground? Umecho Minayu, do we say, Kaman Tashadi B'kad Adami? And the Omer was mater them, just like it was mater anything else that was in a container. Odimabatlino agavara, teku.